Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, welcome back. So if you have a little time, go to Montana Talks, take a look at the app. Take a look at some of the stories that are on there. A lot of times Aaron breaks some news on there. And also, he just got some funny stuff on there sometimes. And one of the things that I heard him talking about earlier in the week, which is it kind of cracked me up, is if we had an alligator Alcatraz in Montana, what would you call it? And Tim in Billings made me laugh, as he always does. He says, Grizzly Gitmo, or right on John, Carnivore Island. So you can check that out over at Montana Talks. Aaron, and he has other contributors, too, that put some stories on there that are very interesting. There's a good story about the Red Lodge Rodeo, 96 years of grit and glory. Also, some feedback from Senator Sheehy in there about the big, beautiful bill. Also, Montana warns insurers on wildfire-based coverage denials. So there's all kinds of interesting stuff in there, from the funny to the serious, from the political to the not-so-political. So check it out over at Montana Talks. Also, if you are into X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, you can follow Aaron over there, and Aaron's got some good comments on things and share some good info over there. You can follow him at Aaron Flint, and check him out. That's he works hard at that, and he does a good job with it. So the big beautiful bill. I've been following some, or kind of perusing the headlines from across the country, all different news sources. And it's interesting that it goes from, this is a great thing that's going to kickstart our economy, make our country rich and more profitable, successful, all that, all the way down to, I thought this one was interesting. The new bill is structural racism at its deadliest. So, I mean, some things are all about race to people. And, you know, I think the politicians these days try to come up with the most shocking headline they can come up with to get people's attention. And it doesn't even have to be true. That's the thing that really irritates me about politicians, is they get away with saying anything they want to say, whether it's true or not. They're never held accountable for that stuff. And it's it really ticks me off that they can get away with saying anything they want to say, whether it's true or not. And it stirs us up. It divides us as a people. And it creates chaos. It's wrong. And they shouldn't be allowed to do that. They have got to do better than that.
It's July 7th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Father-Daughter Take a Walk Day. She may not be daddy's little girl forever, so today is meant to reinforce that relationship. The late NBA Hall of Famer Kobe Bryant referred to himself as a girl dad. So take a walk in a park or just in your local neighborhood, because those memories will last a lifetime. Also on this date in 1928, the first loaf of sliced bread was sold at the Chillicothe Baking Company in Missouri. Otto Rohwedder invented the first bread slicing machine for his friend who owned the bakery. The machine produced uniform slices, which would also then spur sales of toasters. And in 1981, President Ronald Reagan kept a campaign promise to nominate a woman for the Supreme Court, announcing his intention to nominate Sandra Day O'Connor to the highest court in the country. The Senate would overwhelmingly confirm her nomination later that year, making O'Connor the first woman to ever serve on the bench. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
Substance use disorder and addiction is so isolating. And so, as a Black woman in recovery, hope must be loud. It grows louder when you ask for help and you're vulnerable. It is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at startwithhope.com. Brought to you by the National Council for Mental Wellbeing, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.
From Mondakistan to the Flathead, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Excuse me. Wow. George Blackard in for Aaron Flint, 406-294-0970. And you can be on the show. Call us. Let us know what's on your mind today. So I had mentioned this New York mayoral candidate, Zoran Mamdani. And he's getting a lot of press, but I've been trying to look at both, well, different news sources that I normally go to kind of see what's really going on and what's really being said about him. And, you know, we talked about him last week, even that, I don't believe he's being honest. I believe he has another agenda. We've seen this happen in Europe. It's really bad in some countries in Europe. And this guy, he's kind of saying the right things, but then he's also slipping in the truth, kind of saying the quiet part out loud about what he wants to do. And this refers to the socialism part of his beliefs. And then I saw this article at MSNBC about, well, it's an opinion piece, but it says, I know exactly what the vicious racist attacks on Zoran Mamdani are meant to do. In the hands of right-wing nationalists, attacks on multiculturalism are a pretext for an attack on citizenship. Well, I would say it's less about that, and it's more about an attack on socialism. I mean, they turn everything into race. Forget the fact they don't want you to think about the guy's an admitted socialist. He won't denounce the rhetoric against Israel. He won't admit to his stance on certain things. And it's just crazy that he, you know, he comes out and he says all the stuff that he wants to do that goes against what our country is founded on and based upon. And to them, it's about racism. Well, you're all racists. You're all racist. I don't care that he's a wackadoodle that wants to change our country. You're racist because you speak out against him. And that is what the Democrats accuse Republicans of all the time, taking away their freedom of speech and that sort of thing. Well, you know, there you go. Freedom of speech. I guess you can say whatever you want to. But racism, it's all about racism. You know, we celebrated the founding of our nation and Independence Day last week on Friday. And it made me think that next year is our 250th birthday. So this next year should be a patriotic one, should be a lot of good stuff going on. 250 years. That's amazing. But one of the things that we did for Independence Day, we went to Laurel and just really enjoyed the people and the activities and the things over there in Laurel, Montana. Had a great time over there. And, you know, we met a lot of really cool people. And I just thought this year it seemed like everyone was a little more patriotic than they have been, a little more optimistic. It was a good feeling, and it felt like a real celebration like it hasn't felt in quite some time. So I just, I really enjoyed that. We had a great time over there. You know, we went on a little road trip down to Edgar, Montana, a couple of days ago, which was a great time. When that big storm kind of blew through Billings, we were taking off and heading down to Edgar. Went down there, had a great meal at the Edgar Bar and Steakhouse, and it was great. Again, the people there, just so friendly, and we had such a great time. You know, I think everybody's attitude, I don't know, not everybody's, I guess. If you're a Democrat, you're finding some reason not to love our country. But it seems like people are more patriotic than they have been. And so we got a message from, Caden. He says, definitely the most fireworks I've ever heard on a 4th. Sounded like a 7-hour war outside my apartment. Yeah, that's no doubt. It was loud. There was a lot going on. And it was a great time. And, you know, I think every year, and I didn't see it this year and I didn't hear it this year like I used to. But, you know, every year there would be people that would say, you should not shoot off fireworks because of the veterans. You shouldn't make that noise and all this. And all my veteran friends are like, give me some of those. I'll shoot them off. I love it. And, you know, it's funny. This year was just crazy good time for sure. So, I had talked about, Zohran Mamdani, and then the person that said, hey, I lived his socialist dream and I had to flee my homeland to survive it. And I think it's important that we listen to these people that have experienced this and, you know, heed their words. And it's a warning, and we need to pay attention to that. You know, we don't need socialism. We don't need communism. And, you know, we got to pay attention because people are getting elected to Congress that have these beliefs. So do your research. You better pay attention.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
Pride in the United States has increased significantly compared to the last few years. Only 39% of voters were proud of the U.S. back in 2022. It was about 45% for the past 2 years. That jumped to 58% in our latest Fox News survey, up 13 points. The survey was conducted before the U.S. took military action in Iran. It's unclear how that might affect voter pride. Among partisans, the recent increase in U.S. pride is led by Republicans. Today, 85% of GOPers are proud, up about 50 points with Donald Trump in the White House. Among independents, views held steady, with around 4 in 10 proud. At the same time, pride decreased among Democrats, down about 20 points compared to a year ago. Notably, the overall 58% expressing pride today is the largest number in more than a decade. We're proud to be transparent. You can find our surveys and a full methodology statement at foxnews.com/poll. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Poll Parade.
Hey, I know how it goes, man. You're driving around Montana. Maybe you're pulling the camper or something like that. You're going on a trip, but you still want to listen to your Montana news and commentary. Well, you can get all 4 hours of Montana Talks on the Montana Talks app. So whether you're in cell range or out of cell range, you just want something to listen to, all 4 hours of Montana Talks right there at your fingertips. Put it on your smartphone. It'll even show up on your dashboard. Get the Montana Talks app on your phone.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, welcome back. You know, I saw a story that had me just shaking my head, and it really infuriated me. It made me angry, and that's kind of hard to do. But I was looking at the Yellowstone County News, and, you know, the story in there is Father's Day target practice terrorizes neighborhood. Father's Day target practice terrorizes neighborhood. This happened on June 15th. I'm not going to read the whole story to you, but you could go get the Yellowstone County News and take a look at it yourself. But this guy decided to do a little target shooting. He didn't have a good enough backstop, and his rounds were going down range, hitting houses, cars, flying through the neighborhood. We're just lucky nobody got hurt. That is such a stupid thing to do. And, you know, it's people when they do stupid stuff like that, that, you know, it makes everyone look bad, that likes to go out and shoot and that sort of thing. So I don't know. It's just nuts. That's just one of those stupid stories that you see that you really can't believe. But it happened. So check out the Yellowstone County News and read it for yourself. So there was a thought or premise that this big, beautiful bill is going to hurt Republicans in the next midterm elections. And people are afraid that it's going to help the Democrats win back the House. You know, I think I understand why they think that and why that is something that they're talking about. But, you know, if the country does prosper and things do start to go well, then that may not be the case. But that's one of the worries. That's one of the things that's being spread around out there. And, you know, it's interesting to me that even though one party may control both houses, isn't it amazing how they don't get anything done still? It's crazy. That's the way it seems that it usually goes. You can have both sides and still not do anything or get anything done. I don't know. I don't understand that. But Molly Hemingway, she was on Fox News. She's the editor-in-chief of The Federalist. And she said, talking about this big, beautiful bill and the midterm elections, and she says, you also have the situation where every single Democrat in Congress voted to raise taxes, a massive tax increase, because this bill perpetuates the tax relief that happened in the first Trump term. Every single Democrat voted to do nothing to beef up border security and border control. So, you know, there it is. I mean, they don't do anything, but they complain when someone does. And that seems to be how it works. And, you know, remember, too, that whatever one party is complaining about today because the other party's doing something they don't like, if you just wait a little while, that party will do the same thing. And then the other side will be complaining that they're doing this. And it's crazy that we let this stuff go on and that we don't call them out on it. But, you know, they know how to speak to us. They know how to talk, what to say, how to keep us divided, how to keep us at each other's throats. And they're experts at it. They are very good at it. So let's see. I think I was looking at the news about the floods in Texas, just kind of following along this morning. And it says the Camp Mystic, they have confirmed that they lost 27 campers and counselors in the floods that have now killed over 80 people. Such a tragic, terrible thing. And, you know, these natural disasters sometimes, like this one, you know, it happened at night. It's very difficult to see, and people are sleeping and unaware of everything that was going on. And it's just, it seems like some of the worst ones happen at night, whether it's a tornado or a flood or what have you. And, you know, there was a story about the owner of the camp who tried to save some of those children, and he ended up dying as well. You know, he gave his life in an attempt to save some people, and it's sad all the way around. But, you know, there is, speak about politicians and the things they say. There was one from Texas, actually, that instead of saying, well, you know, this is a tragic thing, saying how sorry they are that it happened or how bad it was that it happened, they bring out the race card and start saying, well, that Camp Mystic was, it was all for white people anyway, and there was no blacks or browns. And she even said there wasn't even a token Asian there. And I think, you know, how can you be so cold as to talk about race and talk about that sort of thing in the middle of a catastrophe like this? It just doesn't make any sense. I just don't get it. Let's see. I saw a story. I don't know if you have followed the super mayor up in Illinois, in Dalton, Illinois, Tiffany Hinyard. I've followed this for a year or so, and it just cracks me up. This person was just off the rails crazy. And I think she took that city from a $3 million bank account to owing like $5 million. It was like an $8 million swing under her watch. But, you know, she's finally out of office. They got her out of there, and she's being investigated. But she wrote a book. She wrote a book about this thing, and it just cracked me up because they said book sales were slow, but she was selling her book for $100, $100 each. It just cracks me up that she was thought so highly of herself that she was going to make a lot of money on $100 books about her doing basically illegal things. You know, I got a message on our Montana Talks app from Vicky in Fort Benton. She says, nobody gets anything done because the rhinos have infiltrated the GOP. Well, that certainly happened in Montana. There's no doubt about that. I think there was like 9 of them up there that just wreaked havoc on everything. That was just the craziest thing. But you're right. People will get elected running as a Republican or a conservative, and then when they get in office, we find out what their true stripes or spots are. And you're right. They do tie things up, and they do cause problems. But again, that's where it's on us to vet these people, to do our research, to know what they're about before we elect them. But unfortunately, too many people just watch a TV commercial, and that sways them to vote for one candidate over another one. It's crazy that people will do that, but they do. That's why they run these ads and commercials continuously during the election season. And again, even in those, they don't have to tell the truth. It's crazy, but they don't. And it's up to us to do our research to find out who these people are and what it is they're all about. You know, there was some talk about AI here. I mentioned it earlier today, and it was mentioned in the big, beautiful bill that got passed. You know, this AI has become such a, well, interesting, mysterious, dangerous thing. I mean, you could call it a lot of different things. And I had mentioned that those in the entertainment industry don't like it because people can make a video of them singing a song, or they can actually put them in a movie without them actually being in the movie, or they can replace them all together. But the same thing happens with politicians, in that I've seen different clips, videos that people produce using AI that put words in a politician's mouth. It looks like they're saying it. It looks like them, and it sounds like them, and they're on there saying whatever the person that made it wants them to say. So you definitely have to keep an eye out for that sort of stuff and make sure what you're seeing is real. So it's not just the actors, it's politicians as well. And it can be used to get people elected. It happened in the Philippines, I believe it was. There was a big campaign where they put all of this propaganda through AI out in front of the demographic that they wanted to vote for them, which was like 18 to 30-year-old men, and it worked. So you got to pay attention. You got to know what you're looking at, because that can be used for all kinds of nefarious things, not just entertainment, but really bad things.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, there was some breaking news out of Russia, and this is this is something else. It says Russian minister dies by suicide hours after getting fired by Putin. So it could be, I guess it could be a suicide, but I think we've seen this before. And they said that they didn't really give a reason why they fired him. They said it wasn't a lack of trust, but they didn't give a reason why they fired him. But he was found with a gunshot wound in his car, and it said the circumstances of his death were being investigated. But the main theory is suicide. Yeah, maybe. Could be. I don't know. That's something else. I tell you, and there's people that want that type of stuff. That's what they want. That's the life they want to have. It's insane. Oh, man. So I saw that Trump is getting some people back to the negotiating table. In fact, he's having talks with actually the people at TikTok. That's been a pretty big story for quite some time. You might remember they were banning TikTok and tried to ban it completely, but definitely banned it from government computers and that sort of thing. But they're in talks with that. It seems that President Trump can get people to the negotiating table for sure. I mean, it just look what he did with the tariffs. He throws these tariffs on. He makes ridiculous statements about making Canada the 51st state and things like that. But then somehow he makes it work, and he gets people to the table, and they negotiate deals, and he's trying to do, you know, everything he can for our country to make us more profitable. It's interesting to see how he does that. It just never surprises me the way he gets people to come to the table and talk about things. And I admit it's a little weird or frustrating to hear him say some of the things he says, But, man, I mean, you got to admit, some of this stuff works. And it's just crazy what he gets people to do. So, I don't know. It's a interesting thing. So, there. Speaking of the TikTok thing, I just had something come to mind. They were close to a deal, and I think even President Trump said that they were very close to a deal. But the Chinese government on Monday sidestepped a question on President Trump's recent claim that he pretty much has a deal with Beijing to bring TikTok into American ownership, that talks with China over the popular short video app could begin early this week. So if they are close to a deal, China's not admitting it. But that's what Trump's been trying to do, is get that company turned over to an American company, because they believe that the Chinese, and they are collecting data on all of the users that use it. And, you know, he just wants to get it into American hands, somebody that they can trust and not have to worry about. So, you know, it's interesting. It's kind of a forced sale. That's what it is. It's Trump saying, you're going to sell it. And China is like, we're not selling, probably. But they're not really saying. So it'll be interesting to know what kind of a deal would be made to get them to give that up. But it's not going to happen. Might happen. Don't know if you ask the Chinese. But Trump thinks it is. So there you go. Oh, let's see. There was a story about... Where was that? I'm going to have to look for it during the next break. There's a couple things that I wanted to bring up and mention. But, oh, there was one local story, too. The Billings, the new city water plant, will be completed in 2026. So about... let's see, after a year of construction, state-of-the-art treatment facility completed by the end of 2026. You know, you might remember they were talking about, putting this lake on the west side of town, and it's crazy. They keep shooting themselves in the foot by the way they do this stuff, I think. But they were talking about this lake, and it was supposed to be for emergency use water. It would be a backup in case something happened, or the river was too low, or what have you. And they talked about, well, we're going to build the park around it. We're going to have trails. You can boat on it. And I'm like, that's more of a recreational lake than it is a water supply. And, you know, when they do that, I don't know, they think that it's going to appeal to more people. But I think nowadays, especially, people see it as just a waste. They're like, that's a waste. I don't want my money going to that. Where I think if you just basically said, hey, we need a emergency water supply backup, we're going to build this lake. I wouldn't even call it a lake. I would call it, we're going to build this storage pond on the west end of town in case, you know, the river ever gets too low or whatever. And I think they would do much better doing that than trying to tie a bow on it and make it look all glittery and exciting and fun. And because people are sick and tired of government wasting money. They're at all levels, whether it's the local level, the state level, the national level. We're sick and tired of politicians wasting money. And so, you know, next time you want to build something like that, just sell it for what it is. Quit trying to make it look big and beautiful. And also, you know, those trails and parks and all that, boat ramps and all this, that all costs money. And that's what we're talking about. you don't need to spend that money on that. So just be honest and quit trying to take all our money. Excuse me. So where was it? Another one. Oh, and also in Billings, I forgot, the new bypass is open crosses the river that goes down to, Billings Heights and Lockwood. So it's the connector of those two things. That road is open. So if you're driving out there, you can take that bypass. So that's pretty interesting to see that finally got done. It seems like that's been going on for a long time. But congratulations on getting that done, I guess. Excuse me, man, I need to get a glass of water during this next break. It's tearing me up. Let's see. The, what was it? There is a story. They call it a wake-up call. The headline is Latino district flips to Trump as Democrats confess massive shift on border policy. So look at that. He's even getting the Latinos to support him, even though he's deporting all of these illegals and that. So it's crazy how he gets this stuff done. But it also goes to the point that, you know, it says Latinos, and they're probably Americans and citizens, and they don't like this illegal stuff any more than anyone else does. So, you know, it's interesting. And it's interesting to hear people that have gone through the process of becoming a U.S. citizen talk about their frustration with people that try and get away with coming across the border illegally and that. Because I've known people that were from different countries that came here, and it took them a long time to become citizens. But one thing about it, when you work that hard and spend that much time to become a citizen, you're proud of that citizenship and you value that citizenship because you worked for it. You put the time and the effort and the money and all of that stuff into becoming a citizen. And that's where the value comes from. If somebody comes across our border illegally and they didn't have to work to get the benefits that we have in this country, then they don't have any value on American citizenship. It doesn't mean anything to them. So, you know, I just find it interesting to hear from people that went through that process. And if you went through that process and you want to talk about it, give us a call, 406-294-0970.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
But now likely voters from both sides of the aisle say that AOC is the new face of the Democratic Party. Bernie Sanders, Grandpa Bernie, comes in second, and Jasmine Crockett comes in third. This was in the Olympian. A plurality of Americans consider AOC to be the new face of the party. The coefficient survey, 26% of respondents named AOC. It went on to then give Grandpa Bernie 12%. Jasmine Crockett placed third with 8%. Kamala Harris only garnered 6%. Pothole Pete, 5%, tying Hakeem Jeffries. Then following that was Senator Cory Booker and Gavin Newsom at 2% each. Told Gavin, good luck with that. He's got something called a track record.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, did you hear that Florida just legalized gold and silver? Yep, my new home state, the free state of Florida, has made it legal to use gold and silver as money. Now, Governor DeSantis explained it all by saying, "This is our ability to give you the financial freedom to be able to protect yourself against the declining value of the dollar." This is exactly why I partnered with a top precious metals company myself. If you want to learn more about how gold and silver can help protect your money, if you want to inform yourself, do your due diligence, reach out to my partners at GoldCo. They're a great company. I'm a customer. They've helped me out tremendously. Check them out on the web, HannityGold.com, or call, no obligation, 855-815-GOLD. Get their free 2025 gold and silver kit. You'll also learn about their unlimited bonus silver offer. That's 855-815-GOLD or HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
The week ahead.
Monday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will visit the White House. Bibi's third trip comes after the U.S. intervened in Israel's war with Iran, attacking Tehran's nuclear sites. Tuesday, a hearing is scheduled to discuss the sentencing schedule for Sean Diddy Combs. The hip-hop mogul was found guilty on two counts of transportation to engage in prostitution and acquitted of the more serious charges of racketeering and sex trafficking. Diddy could face up to 20 years in prison. Wednesday, no more extensions. President Trump's deadline of a 90-day pause on reciprocal tariffs comes to an end. A number of countries have already inked deals with the White House, including the UK, Vietnam, and China. Friday, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman. Again, the latest film about the Man of Steel flies into theaters. It's the first one written and directed by James Gunn in the DC universe. And that's a look at your week ahead. I'm Tom Graham, Fox News.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, George Blackden for Aaron Flint on this beautiful Monday morning. I hope everybody has a great day today. I talked, a week ago, I think, on Freedom Friday about going up to Jordan, Montana, and how much fun I had up there, and how cool the people were, and we went to the Hell Creek Saloon or Hell Creek Bar there. Had some of the best fried chicken I've ever had in my life. It was so good. But I've kind of been making it a point to travel around and go to different places and see different things. And so that's what I've been doing recently in my spare time when I haven't. And Jordan was a great trip. Really enjoyed that one. This weekend, went down to Edgar and had dinner down there, had a great time. But on Friday, the 4th of July, I was over in Laurel, and we go into the Caboose Saloon. And I don't know if you've ever been to the Caboose Saloon before, but we had a really good time in there. The people were super nice, and Terry, the owner, these bartenders had these very patriotic shirts on. I really loved them. It said they stand for the flag and kneel for the fallen. And he must have spotted me looking at those shirts, because he came over and handed me one. And he gave Janelle one too. And it was cool. Got our Caboose Saloon shirts. And we had a really good time. That was a great visit there as well. So, and Red Lodge. I've just been going a lot of places and spending a little time and meeting people and talking to them. And just been having a great time with that. I think this is the year I'm going to get to some of those places in Montana that I've never made it to and see what's going on. So if you have stock in the stock market, you're probably happy at the moment, because the stocks are at record highs, and they have been. They've set four new record highs. So all those people that said the economy is going to crash under Trump and all that, I'm sure they're still holding their breath, hoping that something bad happens, because, you know, they root against Trump, they root against our country. But right now, the stocks are at record highs. And that is all hinges on these tariffs, because Trump said he was going to, there was a tariff deadline on July 9th. And so that will affect the stock market. And we're just going to have to wait and see, I guess. They were sending out letters today to all of these countries outlining the new tariffs and how that looks. So there will be some feedback or response to that, and I'm sure that's going to affect the market. But, you know, things have been going pretty well so far. And, you know, it's just crazy the deals he's gotten signed by threatening tariffs. You know, I think for so long, we've, in many different aspects of life, we have gone along with other countries and what they wanted. And it wasn't always good for the United States. But I think that became the norm. And then anytime somebody tried to change that, they got blowback for it. And I think, you know, right now we've got a president who has guts enough to try something and see if it works, you know. And so far, so good. We've got a message on our Montana Talks app from Mary in Butte. She says, I'm excited about the new military spending and the big, beautiful bill. It's about time. After we left all our equipment in Afghanistan, this will rebuild big time. New ships, helicopters, planes, missile-guided bombs, weapons, machine guns, and so on. You know, all included to build the Golden Dome over U.S., not to mention all the new jobs and economic growth for our grand air.
Montana Talks is the show where we get a chance to hear from leading statewide lawmakers. We also get a chance to hear from folks inside the Trump administration. But you know where our best information comes from? It comes from you. You get a chance to call into the show. You get a chance to be heard all across Montana because the show is called Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk. You can message us on the Montana Talks app, or you can even call in at 406-294-0970. Montana Talks, statewide, 9 to 10.
Mommy, how come our kid's in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.